Communications, the IT's lead us there.
Don't say that, I thought it'd be not.
Thought I'd just say something.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Communications Committee meeting here. I'm here instead of Councillor Deaker. My left is Ms Sian Sutton. So we'll just work through this sheet here on page 3, first of 23, please, if that's okay. We'll go through. We have apologies from Doug Brown. We have a leave of absence from Councillor Michael Deaker. Attendance here. Thank you, Councillor Bell. Seconded by Councillor Noon. Confirmation of the agenda. Conflict of interest. You must remind the need to stand aside. No conflicts of interest. Public forum. None of those. No presentations in item 7. And we have a confirmation of the minutes. Minutes of the meeting held on 13 September 2007 be received and confirmed as a true and accurate record. Thank you, Councillor Neal. Seconded by Councillor Robinson. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. We do have some attachment there. One is minutes of communications meeting there, 8.8.1 it is. Okay, we'll go into it and I'll do page by page if that's happy with everybody. So we'll start with, is that the minutes? We'll start with the minutes here. Okay, the minutes of the meeting held on the 2nd of August 2007 have been circulated, were adopted on the motions of Councillors Hope and Councillor Bell, and that was carried. Go down through the actions. The status report on the resolution of the Communications Committee. There is no current actions to be reported. So we'll go straight into part A, items for noting. First one is the stakeholder engagement report. Staff provide community stakeholder, which happened between the period of 15th of July to 25th of August 2017. And we're going through, the next one is the website. Ms Sutton advised that a soft launch is required, and we've had a lot of discussion on this. I'll just work my way down through this page if everyone's happy.
Actually, you're actually in the minutes of the last meeting, so you need. You need to be on page this report.
My apologies.
No, that's cool.
That's right. So I can move way over, can't I?
Yep, you can.
We
need to be on page 8.
Pick up the other community.
We've just approved those minutes.
Yep, page 8. That's cool. You're all good now. Yep.
Thank you about that. Right. Sorry about that. 10.1. There we go. Director's report on progress. Okay, so first one on item number two is implement of rural water quality. Okay, so I'll just work my way down this page, looking for people who want to comment. 2.1, field days, workshops and presentations. We've had quite a lot of these. We're looking through the open country, the dairy environment, South Otago Working Dairy Group, North Otago Working Group. Page 9, we're going up to some community-led activity. That's the Wakawaiti Karatani Planting Day. Then we had the Tuapeka Catchment Meeting on the 26th of September, which we'll see the photo over on the next page. Item number 3, North Otago Sustainable Land Management Society, or NOSLAM, Kakanui Pod Meeting. 2.2, carrying on, media and promotion for rural water programs. We had the Irrigation New Zealand magazines. And 2.2, we had the water lines. Page 11, we carry on. 2.23, now, we have the good water in Otago.
Just while we're on the water lines.
Yes, Councillor.
There's actually a photo in the water lines.
Yes.
And it's not apples with apples.
It's explaining.
It's a completely different position, trying to compare two different things, and to me it was gobbledygook.
Okay. You got a note of that, Ms Shelton? Okay. Thank you for that, Councillor Neal. On stream 2.24. And then we come on to item 3, which is the water management groups. We've got some dates there and some up-and-coming meetings. Then we have the fish protocol and fish surveys for tributaries with deemed permits. Number 3 of that part is the preparation for round 3 presentations. 4, we get on to EnviroSkills, which they have been doing quite a lot here. 4.1 is the collaborative projects. So right over the page to 4.2, school projects. 4.3, teacher workshops. 4.4, is virus school census. 4.5, is the virus school community engagement. No comment? Okay, number 5, we'll carry on to public transport, please. 5.1 is the Queenstown Public Transport Service Launch Communication. 5.2 is the bus brand service brand. 5.3 is communicating route and timetable information. We come down now to environmental operations on 6.1, the pollution guidebook, which is the only rain drain which will be underway, outlines common urban activities. I think this will be a great little book when it's put together. And I like the fact that it's going to be in conjunction with all the different TAs. I think that's great, as well as in borough schools. It's good to see. Looking at the end of October, that might be coming out. 6.2 is the wetlands brochure. 6.3, we talk about dairy inspections. 7 is engineering. 7.1, the wallabies. One was wandering the other day around at Wedderburn. What's the W's in that sentence? Okay, it is lunchtime, Ryan, so I can see that. 7.2. Here we are, Councillor Kempton.
Oh, no, I was just interested in what a wallaby ute guide was, whether that was information on how to tie the wallaby to transport it from Canterbury to Otago onto your ute so it doesn't fall off. But so, just what the ute guide involves can... I was being slightly facetious, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can probably seek clarity on that through my officers at the back of the room there, because I'm actually not sure what a ute guide is either. I hope it's not what you explained.
No, well, I'm hoping to.
It definitely isn't. It is a small spiral-bound, basically waterproof, or printed on waterproof paper, little guidebook, hence called a ute guide, because you can stick it in your ute, be rough with it. It's designed for farmers, so when they're out on the farm, if they see signs of wallabies, they can refer to the book to see if that is exactly what it is. So essentially it's part of the Identify, Report and Destroy Wallaby campaign, and just gives farmers information about what wallaby signs look like, what their responsibilities are, what we'd like them to do. We are currently on our third reprint of the guidebook, so it's been quite popular with the farmers.
Great, thank you. I'm much relieved.
There you are. Thank you very much. 7.2, we're looking at the rabbits here. And I understand there was a meeting last night that Councillor Neil, did you attend?
I did.
How was it?
Lisa made a presentation, very good
Great.
Presentation, I must
yes.
say.
You were happy?
Yep. It's just it was actually a biodiversity meeting, but specifically Lisa was reporting on rabbits.
Thank you for that, Councillor Neil. 7.3 is our rooks. We see a couple of those up Middlemarch from time to time. Still with the goal of eradicating them in Otago. 7.4, a bit more excitement here with the whitebait. It's going to be lunchtime. Whitebait season runs from 15th August to 30th of November. Stakeholder engagement staff been working with the stock there to clarify messages to the public. And it's good to see we're still promoting the messages via Facebook until the end of November. Carry on here. Number 8, general public awareness activity. As we set out in our annual plan, we're committed to promoting community knowledge and awareness of the Council's activities. And we are encouraging community participation. So if we go over the page, have a look at it. 8.1 is general media. 8.2 is website redevelopment project, and it goes through our phases. We have phase 1, 2, 3 and 4. Do you want to comment?
Absolutely. In this report, we've just included a little bit more detail around the website redevelopment, because that was a question that came up at the last session. And just so all councils know, the current phase that we're in is phase 5. So the website has gone live, and we've had 25,000 visitors to the site so far, which I'm told is up by 47% on the period last year, which is due to a lot of things, probably the launch, but it will be interesting to track those numbers.
Good. And you're happy?
Looks good.
Happy?
Well, that's the other thing I was going to ask. Where are they going? What are they looking at?
Not sure. I don't have that detail, but we would be able to get that detail. And I would assume the biggest number of hits would be on the buses. That's my gut feeling, and I think that probably Eleanor could back that up. But
We can track that, though, can we?
We can, absolutely. So in the back end of the system, you can look at what pages are getting the most hits, how many visitors.
When you do the next comms report, and they come up every 6 weeks, it would be useful to have that information coming to us.
Yes.
Just to know that, what are the issues that are affecting and information and things like that.
Through the chair, I can agree more. I want to get some more numbers in here, because we do have scope to provide those numbers.
And do we have the capacity to also to identify where those are coming from? Like, one of the things that I'd like to know is, are Central Otago and Lakes people, for example, using our website on the water issue as an example? If they're not, you know, okay, that strategy is perhaps not going to work in terms of communicating information. Can we do that or not?
I'm not sure if we can track IP address. I'd have to get back to you on that one. What we can do around our social and digital channels is start to do a little bit more analysis on our audiences and get to see, when we do push campaigns out across digital channels, what audiences are interacting with that content, where do they come from. We can drill down to demographic, age, gender, then that's the beauty of social. With our website, it's hard with an IP address because I'm not sure if that's publicly available information for us. But I can certainly look into that, yes.
Thank you for that, Councillor. I'll carry on if that's all right. We've just finished our phases of the website project and now I'm on the next part, which is 8.3. It's our websites. Okay, so just following on from Ms. Sutton's talk here. So we've got the websites, how many, 25,000 visitors to the new website. Fantastic, as you say, Lawa. There's the Otago DCM and the social media as well. And we have a graph which is new.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yes, so through the chair, that's an attempt to look at where our followers, when they're coming in the peak dates. So there is a peak here in September and there's some interesting reasons behind that. So when we experience heavy rainfall as a region, we actually get a peak in people following us as fans. And the only assumption I can draw from that is that they're looking for flood information and they're going to our social media sites for it. The other one was obviously the launch of the new website. Also, the bus service in Dunedin, the unfortunate part of that is that they liked us so that they could complain. Because you have to like a page to be able to complain on it. So there's a correlation between the bus service launching and the complaint spikes and likes, which is not great news, but at least they're coming to us to lodge those concerns. And what we have to get better at is our responsiveness to those concerns.
Right. Councillor Laws.
Well, it's really interesting. I'm doing this exercise for a client at the moment, actually, but it had led me down this path to ask this question. Instagram and Twitter. See, I'm using it to reach different target audiences. Have you thought of adding those accounts to our social media library?
Through the chair. So just going back to the minutes, it said that I'm developing a channel management team, but what in fact my team and I are developing is a 5-year strategy for the organisation that will include strategic improvements. I personally believe, but this is yet to be tested with councils, that there's a place for Instagram. Absolutely. The Ministry for Conservation here in New Zealand has 41,000 followers. And if you're trying to reach the demographic of young people, they're not communicating with words anymore. Images are very powerful. We do have a Twitter account currently. I don't believe it's being optimised. We should have someone here live tweeting right now.
Yeah, that's right.
In the council chamber.
Absolutely.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
And again, these are things that I'm reluctant to implement until we have a discussion around the strategy and I can gauge the level of appetite for innovation.
In this room.
So I'm not going to make those changes until we have that discussion at this governance level.
When will we be having that discussion then?
So I've had a team planning day already. There's a draft strategy that's pretty much near completion. I'm hoping that we'll start the process by January because I think, you know, we're rolling into the end of the year. We've got some big things in front of us around public transport in particular that's just sucking our energy and I don't want to... What this will in fact create is additional workload for my team. So January is going to be, with the permission of the CEO, to start some workshops with councillors around exactly these things, which are all very exciting opportunities.
Having started these accounts now, I don't think they're as labour intensive as you think. You probably know. They're not very labour intensive. In fact, they're really it's sort of like 10 minutes a day stuff. And I'm quite amazed by how little time I need to make them work. But I'm just floating that with you.
Through the chair, I'm mindful everyone wants to have lunch, so we could have this discussion at lunch because I love discussing social media. And I think we are.
That's because you don't like it.
I love social media. I love social media and the power of it.
We're just not talking about Tinder. We're talking about...
I'm a married lady. So
Madam Chair, no, no, she's on the agenda.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
All right. We'll just carry on keeping this report above the waistline. We're nearly there.
I beg your pardon.
Front page, the last part, please. Looking at the Facebook page. There we go. We've got the reporting period there. And then we have currently at the wee bottom, currently have a paid ad for Love the Lake community information sessions running and ending on the 4th of October. So the reach so far for this ad is 755. I will go down to the bottom now. Oh, sorry, Councillor Robinson, I apologise.
We're nearly at the end and I was going to go do some nation comments, but we're not.
Oh, no, please. Okay. Please.
Just really again. Quickly, I was wanting to say that, having heard all that, back to the beginning around the space and how much activity is going on with particularly dairying, but also other land use management type activities. It might be time for a workshop, I think. The stakeholder group on 6A doesn't quite cover it for us on how many people are working in that space who are third parties and what they're actually delivering, because I know we met with Fonterra last week and heard some updates from them, but looks like some of the stuff they're doing is quite similar to what Dairy NZ are doing.
Right.
And then there's other parties as well. There's other milk companies now. There's all sorts of people in the space. And actually we collectively as governance, yep, and perhaps some of SF, I don't know, probably way more aware than us, but I feel a little bit out of touch.
Okay.
And in managing where the council needs to go to in governance, it would be good to have a sense, okay, of that space.
Thank you.
I don't know how community are feeling. They're probably quite up to speed, but again, maybe translating it to them as well from there, but let's get ourselves up to speed. Yep. The Fonterra stuff was interesting too.
Yep.
And the other thing is, just reminded me with the Karatani Waikawaiti group particularly, who've been going for, I don't know, a long time now.
A decade.
Mm. Well, but way longer than that. Mm. Yeah, it's about 15 years, it could be longer. We need to be recognising people in some way, and I know the biodiversity strategy will probably cover that with how we recognise biodiversity type stuff going on in the community, and I know Lawa are looking at a hub for biodiversity, it'll happen, but we as a council do still need to be thinking about how we're giving people a bit of a pat on the back, and it's not just biodiversity.
Right.
And I know, Sian, you'll be thinking about that, and we've thought about it before, but we haven't made too much progress on capitalising on what is going on out there and sharing it, and a bit of a handshake from us from time to time would be good.
Okay.
Through the chair?
Yes,
may I make a comment in relation to that? So I've been out into the field quite a bit since I've started to meet some of these stakeholders, and the most recent group I met with were NOSLAM. And they're such a passionate group, and there's so much pride at that grassroots level. And there was actually in that session an invitation to all councillors to come out on a bus and see what was happening out there in the field. And I'm not sure what the appetite is for that, but they're bursting with, I guess, pride to tell you what they're doing in regards to the progress they're making in the field. And I've found myself, being new to the topic, it's been so valuable to get out there and actually stand in the paddock with the farmer and chat about some of the things that are going on.
We've done that bus trip recently in that area and met with that group as well, and it's really great.
Yeah.
Definitely, we kind of know what community groups are doing, but we don't know what the industry sectors are doing.
We've got quite a few there, haven't you, Councillor Robinson? You've got Dairy NZ, Fonterra, Oceana Dairy, quite a lot there.
Mm.
Okay, we've got a note of these?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Any further discussion before we... Let's close this paper for lunch. Okay. Could I have a move?
Happy to move the recommendation, Madam Chair. I just also note the statistics for the Facebook pages that Emergency Management Otago is right up there with ORC, and which is good. And profile of the new group, and there's some active stuff happening there too. So it'd be nice if the numbers had a nought on the end over time and they, you know, grew, but that wouldn't have been the case a couple of years ago.
No.
Right.
No.
No.
Yeah.
And so happy to move the recommendation. Thank you very much. Just going to say it'd be interesting also to compare it, say, maybe this time, you know, quarterly or reflect on those statistics, isn't it, to see if it's still going up and up and up.
And Madam Chair, I did all about the factory water lines, but my colleague here has shown me the picture again, and really I've been very picky.
Councillor Noon, you have
second, second the motion, but just make a comment. I'm just picking up on Councillor Robertson's comments about the Rivercare Group, Waitwhite Karatani Rivercare Group, the local Runanga, some young farmers, David and Sarah Smith, young, energetic farmers doing all the right things. And I bumped into David last weekend, and I think the point he made was around these partnerships are sort of demystifying, you know, one group here,
perhaps
the guardian on the land, someone who is really passionate about you know, making changes, but we're actually not too far away. When we get together, we actually talk about the same stuff.
Yeah. So we need to link them.
And it's happening.
Yes.
Yeah, and which is great. Yep.
Thank you very much, everybody. And I've got to close this, haven't I? Now close this communications report.
Put the motion.
Thank you.
All
in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you.
Even close,
I keep thinking there's a bit of me that was missing.